KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And we're looking for mostly sunny skies today, a high of 87 with winds northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. We currently have a clear sky and 52 degrees. In area news, the Carroll County Sheriff's Office says a man was killed Sunday morning in an ATV accident northwest of Coon Rapids. At around 8:30 a.m., 42-year-old Jason David Mackey of Coon Rapids was traveling westbound on 300th Street just north of Timber Avenue when he lost control of his 2017 Polaris Ranger. The ATV entered the north ditch and rolled several times before it caught fire and was consumed by the flames. Mackey died at the scene. The accident remains under investigation. The Coon Rapids Fire Department and Carroll County Emergency Medical Services assisted at the scene. A man and a 7-year-old boy were injured during an ATV refueling accident Saturday afternoon in Fremont County. Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports deputies were called to 2982 250th Avenue just outside of Hamburg at around 4:40 p.m. for a single-vehicle ATV accident. The caller reported to authorities that while fueling up an all-terrain vehicle, the fuel ignited and caught 43-year-old Shane Daniel Adams and 7-year-old Chevy Adams both on fire. The man and boy were transported by Hamburg Rescue to Grape Community Hospital for treatment of serious injuries. They were then flown shortly thereafter by LifeNet to the St. Eve's Burn Center in Lincoln, Nebraska for treatment of severe burns to their arms and legs. No foul play was determined at the scene. Red Oak Police Monday morning arrested a man wanted on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. 35-year-old Paul Earl Lemberg II of Red Oak was arrested at around 10:05 a.m. in the 100 block of North 5th Street in Red Oak. Lemberg was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 cash bond pending extradition to Cass County. Well, school board elections are being held today, but a small segment of registered voters are expected to participate. Secretary of State Paul Pate is the state's commissioner of elections.
This year alone, we have 330 school districts, roughly, and over 900 school board positions on the ballot. And when you only see, 4 to 7% turning out to vote for those kind of positions, we can do better, especially when you think about there's 480,000 K-12 kids in the public schools, and it's 60% of our state budget.
This is the last time school board elections in Iowa will be held in September. Beginning in 2019, school board elections will be held in November, the same day as city elections. Today, there are many school board members who are unopposed as they're seeking another term. In addition, Pate says there are a number of ballots which show no candidate filed nominating papers to run, so the school board slot may be filled by a write-in candidate.
Or just have a real strong bond in wanting to see their education system be, up to par.
And he said that most of the people who step forward to serve on a school board tend to have children in the district, or they just tend to have a real strong bond, as we mentioned, wanting to see their education system up to par. School board elections are managed by county auditors. Many school districts extend into more than one county, and in those situations, the auditor in the county that has the greatest number of students from the district will take the lead in managing the school board election.
The write-ins tend to have a higher role in some of these elections that have low turnouts.
And Pate says the new voter identification or verification procedures former Governor Terry Branstad approved this past spring do not go into effect until January. And in the area school board and school district elections held today, the polls open pretty much from noon and close until 8 p.m. Some locations do open earlier, but here in Cass and surrounding counties, the polls will open at noon. In Cass County, there is a race for two at-large seats, both four-year terms. On the Griswold School Board, the candidates include incumbent Robert D. Peterson and Bruce Brunk, both of Griswold, and Aaron Hauser of Henderson. In Adair County, there are two at-large seats up for grabs in the Nottoway Valley School District, and four candidates, James Campbell and Terry Lee Rash, both of Fontenelle, as well as Maureen Lonsdale and Melissa Schwartz, both of Greenfield. In Audubon County, the voters in the Exira EHK School District will determine the fate of a $3.9 million bond issue intended to improve the district facilities. In Montgomery County, two incumbents, Mark Lindgren and Brian Bates, face a challenge from Amy Timmond, and Travis Taylor for one of three seats on the Stanton School Board. And there's also a public measure in Montgomery County calling for renewal of a 10-year instructional equipment support levy for counties in the merged Area 14 of Southwestern Community College. The question will ask voters if they wish to continue the levy for another 10 years, beginning in July the 1st, 2018, at a rate not to exceed 6 cents per $1,000 assessed value in any 1 year. In Shelby County, the IKM Manning School District, Larry Blake Lake and Amy Ferneding are vying for one open seat in Director District 1B, and five candidates are running for two at-large seats, and they include Kathleen Blake, Mike Bloom, Sam Hansen, Brandy Perdue, and Lucas Potoff. In Pottawatomie County, two people are running for one position on the AHSTW school board in each of the director districts 1, 4, and the at-large seats. Four people are running for two seats on the trainer school board. And in the Underwood School District, three people are hoping to fill two seats on the school board. In our funeral announcements, Joanne Barbaro, age 76, of Atlantic, died Friday. A massive Christian burial for Joanne Barbaro will be today at 11 o'clock at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Nancy Madsen, age 58, of Persia, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial for Nancy Madsen will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Neola. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Tyler Rutherford, age 23, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday. Funeral services for Tyler Rutherford will be today at 1 o'clock at the Events Center on the Guthrie County Fairgrounds in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Catherine Beaver, age 93, of Anita, died September 2nd. A gathering of family and friends of Catherine Beaver will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church of Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Imo Beecher, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Imo Beecher will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Herb Gibson, age 78, of Stewart, died September 4th. Graveside services for Herb Gibson will be Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Calvary Cemetery in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart has arrangements. Richard Dick Clark, age 86, of Manning and formerly of Manila, died September 10th at the Manning Hospital. Funeral services for Richard Dick Clark will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Anthony Tony Leo Ojava Jr., age 83, of Denison, died Saturday. Memorial services for Tony Ojava Jr. will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Persia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Denison has the arrangements. Irma Frisbee, age 85, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Irma Frisbee will be held this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.